Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The great Kurt Warner, the Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, who himself had one of the greatest seasons ever by an NFL quarterback.
From bagging groceries to a Super Bowl.
Amazing story, right? Wasn't it? Amazing story. But he made a comment recently about Lamar Jackson that is, it's head-scratching. Here it is. He says if he, meaning Lamar, gets to 35 to 40 touchdown passes and what he's done running the ball, Lamar has to be in the conversation of the best season by a quarterback. With a lot of things Lamar does, it is hard to gauge right now because it's so new and unique. Maybe 10 to 15 years down the road, we'll have a better feel where it stands. But with how special he is running and throwing the ball, it's pretty ridiculous. Here's the thing, Rob, and we both have great respect and you're just dazzled by what Lamar Jackson is doing this season. However, I think that's an overstatement of pretty grand proportions to say that it is the best, arguably the best season ever by a quarterback. It's a great season. It is a dynamic season. It may be the most dynamic season ever by a quarterback, or at least in the discussion. But I can't say it's...
You talking about last year?
He's talking about Lamar Jackson this year.
Oh, this year.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Here's Jackson's numbers. 66% completion.
Right.
QB rating 112.8, which is obviously very high. He gives you 285 yards a game total. That's between passing and rushing. Passing, 206 yards passing. That obviously is not very high. But... he couples it with the rushing, 79 yards a game rushing.
Oh, yeah, that's the big number.
Right.
And I think that's why everybody's so mesmerized. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, no quarterback is rushing for 80 yards a game. So that's the part. We talk about it all the time. Chris, he'll have 5 touchdowns on 15 completions. You know what I mean?
Like, right, which is that is absolutely incredible.
Right.
I would say, that's why I said – I'm fine with saying it's arguably the most dynamic season, the most mesmerizing. I mean, it's just unbelievable what he's doing. And as you said, his touchdown percentage on his passing in some of these games is outlandish.
Right.
But to say, I think, just throwing out a few off the top of my head, when Tom Brady, that season he played – with Randy Moss.
He had 50 touchdowns. They 50, were unstoppable.
It was unbelievable.
They scored, Chris, if I remember, and I might be a little off, but I think it was they averaged 38 points a game. I mean, they were
yeah. You remember, of course, the famous laugh, right? By
Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the press conference.
Going into the Super Bowl. And
Plaxico Burress.
What did he predict? It's 17, 14?
14, yep.
And Brady, like, well, we're only going to score 14.
He laughed. And what did they score? They only scored, what was the final in that game?
Rob G, check out the final in that. It was around there.
It was close.
It might have been 21-17, or it was. Held them down. I think it was 17 points.
I know they didn't get more than 17, but I remember Brady laughing. Oh, we're only going to get 14. That was
how dynamic that offense was.
Right. They were unstoppable. That was the team.
And that was, Rob, honestly, and I've said this before to you, that was the year, the moment I really began thinking, Tom Brady, he might be the GOAT. Now, I know you disagree with that, but just hear me out. Because he had obviously won 3 Super Bowls already. And he had done it with, just a nondescript group of receivers. You know, very plain Jane type of supporting cast at the skill positions. And then it was like, oh my gosh, give him a great receiver like Montana had with Jerry Rice. like Steve Young had with Terrell Owens. And look at what he does. He throws for almost 5,000 yards. He throws for 50 touchdowns. They average, what, like 38 points a game. That's when I began saying, oh, my. He's a winner, and he puts up huge numbers when the talent's with him. And that's when I started thinking. And then, obviously, he's gone on to win big. And so that's really – that's how life-changing, for lack of a better phrase. That's not the right one I wanted to use.
Right.
But that's how perception-altering that season was for me.
No, I get it. It was incredible. And the only thing that they didn't do was win the Super Bowl. They were supposed to be perfect
that
year.
As you remind us every
day. Yes, every chance
I get.
And then
they went 16-0 in the regular season,
that's
too.
Right. Well, I mean, that was on the verge of having that all time.
Any other ones you throw out? Any quarterback seasons? Because if we can't throw out more, then maybe Kurt Warner's right.
I mean, Dan Marino, 48 touchdowns, 5,000 yards.
You got to give the year in that, too, because that means everything.
Yeah, because in 1984. Right, they weren't throwing for 5,000 yards. They ran the football, Chris.
To throw for 3,000
right.
in 1984
that's
was
a big number, 5,000 yards. They didn't run the football back then.
Over 5,000 yards, 48 TDs back then.
Incredible. He did have a lot of interceptions, but
17.
Still.
But back then, a lot of quarterbacks threw a lot of interceptions back then.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. I also, and this is just recent stuff.
And here's the other one. That I know people, when Cam Newton won the MVP, don't forget, he had 10 rushing touchdowns, which was huge. He had 636 yards that year. They were 15-1. He had 35 touchdowns. He threw for almost 4,000 yards, not quite. But that was, do you remember? That was
no,
a big
that
one.
Was a great year.
That was a big well, one. He accounted for 45 touchdowns.
And for comparison's sake, Lamar has 7 rushing touchdowns. So now he's got 2 games left.
But right.
Maybe he'll get to 10. Maybe not, though. So that's a good one right there. Yeah. I think Peyton Manning, his first year in Denver, 2013. I mean, now, Grant, like you said, they didn't follow it up with a Super Bowl. They got demolished, actually, by Seattle.
But his passer rating that year was 115, Chris.
He set the all-time record for yards, almost 5,500 yards. All-time record for touchdowns, 55. He threw 10 interceptions, but when you got 55
TDs.
Nah,
55 and 10 is not
that's not bad at all.
That's pretty
68%
good.
68% completion. And that passer rating, I mean, is that second all-time to Aaron Rodgers? And that's a year, too, you throw out. What, 2011 was it?
Yeah, that,
when Aaron Rodgers did that?
What did he have, like 45 touchdown, 48. He had
45 and like
two picks.
I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, that and he had
his passer rating.
And he has the all time passer rating for a single season.
Yep. So and then let's not even forget Pat Mahomes, Rob.
Right, just last year. Right.
I mean, what Pat Mahomes did his first year as a starter, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 plus yards. 66% completion rating, and he ran for 272 yards. So I think Lamar Jackson is having a phenomenal year. I think the best word that I can use to describe it is dynamic.
And I just want to correct that we just said. So 2011, Aaron threw for 4,600 yards, Chris, 45 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Okay.
And that was over 15 starts. He didn't even play the last game.
And that's when he had the 121 passer rating, the all-time record. So I think that we are getting, you know, and I don't want to belittle. I don't want it to come off like we're belittling what Lamar's
5.
Done because he's been tremendous.
Not
and
at
they
all.
Have routed,
not at all.
They have routed teams, and they have beaten some of the best teams. Who they beat? Seattle?
They beat them
San
Francisco? On the road. They beat the Patriots when they were undefeated.
Yes.
I mean, when you start looking at their resume, there are no – there's nothing but stars next to everything because they did everything that you would ask them to do, including beating some good teams and going on the road and winning big games.
Right. So it is there have been some great quarterback seasons. And here's another thing about Lamar. I mean, as great as he's been, this year he has averaged 2.9 touchdowns per game. 2.9, let me find it on my screen. But, 2.9 touchdowns per game. Pat Mahomes just last year averaged 3.2 touchdowns per game. Peyton Manning in the year I talked about, 2013.
Right.
3.5 touchdowns a game.
Incredible.
Rodgers in your year, 3.2. Brady in the year I mentioned, 2007, 3.2. So Lamar is not even averaging as many touchdowns a game
right.
as those guys. So we're just trying to keep it in perspective. And you can be a prisoner of the moment.
Right. And I think that's where Kurt Warner is, to be
right.
honest. I really do. And it's not. You know, how could you not?
It's not
like,
to poo-poo it.
No, not at all. And as hard as it is not to want to gush over him
right.
because of the year he's put together, and I get it, but you got to be real careful and just make sure you go back and look at some things before you just are ready to say, this is the greatest season ever.
Right.
Because we get that a lot these days. Everybody's the greatest thing, right?
Right. No, you're right. Right. That's a great point. I even look at this, Rob. And I think this is a season that is somewhat comparable to what Lamar is doing this year. But remember Michael Vick's first season as a full-time starter in Philadelphia when he was in the MVP hunt. He threw for 3,000 yards, 62% completion. He 21 TDs, 6 interceptions. He was phenomenal that year. Now, it wasn't as good as what Lamar's doing, obviously, but he was tremendous. He also ran for, like, 676 yards. So, at that time, in 9 touchdowns, that's more than Lamar. That's in 12 games. In 12 games he played that year, he had 9 rushing touchdowns, 676 yards. So, that was a season I remember that was kind of comparable to what Lamar's doing now. Because, remember, it was only 12 games. And he had more touchdowns than Lamar's got now
right.
in 14 rushing. So, we're just saying, you know, that's our view. What do you guys think, though? 877-99 on Fox.
Let me throw out one other thing. This is crazy. Y.A. Tittle, for guys, Google him. He's a great quarterback
right.
for the Giants.
Right.
But Y.A. Tittle, 1963, Chris, he was 37 years old. You ready? Completed
37.
He
wow.
was 37. He completed 60% of his passes. Threw for 3,145 yards and a record 36 touchdown passes back in 1963
right.
when
and
they didn't throw the
games,
football.
And how many games?
12.
12, yeah.
That was 12 games.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody yeah. exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah, very nice.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Occupable Fox Sports Radio. We do this every single Thursday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Quick update, Lakers down by 19 to the Bucks. Not looking good.
They are getting waxed.
But even bigger story than Lakers-Bucks happened this week. Involving C-list celebrity Rachel True. She was in one movie that I think people saw. Called Half-Baked.
Rachel True?
Exactly. Now, she was seated.
I never heard of her.
D-list then. Bumped her down.
I'm not trying to diss you, Rachel. I just never heard of her.
She was on a cross-country flight, seated next to a woman that she affectionately referred to as Karen. There were 3 seats in the row. Aisle seat was open. Karen was sitting in the middle seat. Rachel sitting in the window seat. Rachel asked Karen to slide over so they could have some space in between them. And Karen refused to move, did not want to sit in the aisle seat. She even got so frustrated with the actress that she called over a flight attendant to say, hey, this woman's kind of badgering me about moving seats. I don't want to move seats. So Rachel True took it upon herself to take several pictures and send a series of tweets explaining her dilemma. And Twitter was buzzing, saying, are you Team Rachel? Asking someone to get out of your personal space, or are you Team Karen saying, hey, I pay for this seat. I don't want to move. How about you move? We'll start with you, Rob.
I'm Team Rachel. Come
Stop
on.
Stop it.
Give me some room on the plane. You don't need to sit up next to me. If there's another seat, move to the other. Let it be an empty seat between us, right? I mean, come on. Chris, I would have a problem with that, and I would say, If I was in that spot, I'd say, can you move over or I'll move to the thing just so that we could have a little space. All these planes are filled with people, cramped. I need space. If there's a seat, most of the time, Chris, you fly all the time. Most planes are jammed.
Look, I get what you're saying.
And you're laying in the bed in first class.
I'm Team Karen.
You're something else.
If I don't want to move, I don't have to move.
Yeah,
I
get why what you're, not?
Because I paid for this
seat. Wow.
Apparently, she liked middle seats.
Nobody pays for a middle seat. Who?
She did. Karen does, if that's her name.
I don't understand what's wrong with Karen. If she wants to sit in the middle seat, like, how could you possibly? Who chooses
that.
To do that?
I agree. But if she apparently, like, I like window seats. If I'm sitting in the window seat and somebody's like, can you move to the aisle? So for whatever reason, I like the window seat.
I
she
get
may
that.
Have a thing for middle seats.
No one has a thing for middle seats.
Nobody. Apparently Karen does. And it's got nothing to do with Rachel. Stop this. Why are you all up on me? She don't even know Rachel True.
But wait a minute, Rob
she
G.
She didn't see Half-Baked.
Maybe Karen is 400 pounds. I don't understand.
No,
maybe.
She is not. We saw the pictures that Rachel
She's
True posted
thin?
All over Twitter.
She's thin?
She is an average woman.
Okay.
See, come on. I mean, I'm with you. If I were in that situation, I would want the person to move over
if you could.
But if they didn't, I can't rip them. They apparently want that middle seat.
Rob
Especially
G.
if they're thin, there's no problem. I'm sorry.
Rob G, where are you?
I am Team Karen 100%.
What?
First off, if you're going to be that kind of person where you're going to cause a scene
foul.
And then post pictures of someone all
that.
Over social media.
I agree with that.
Well, then how come you're Team Rachel?
Because she should move.
Maybe she doesn't like aisle seats because the
Who
the
doesn't
drink
like
car,
an aisle seat? Because
the drink car hits you in the elbows.
Right.
Come on,
run
Alex,
over your feet.
You know that.
Run over your feet.
I get hit all the time with the card, but I still want the aisle because I need to use the restroom and I want to be able
TMI.
To get out first.
All right, Rob,
all
this
right,
is tough
Alex.
Because I was at first on the whole preference of you should, you know, let's get our own space here. We got an empty seat. Let's enjoy this trip together.
Right.
But then you go to the malicious content of posting on
yes.
social media,
I
rubbing
said
it
I'm
in
against
my face.
That. I'm against that
I mean,
that
like,
part.
Maybe she had a real valid reason. Maybe she's just one of those ladies that has a bad life. She's like, this is the only thing I can control right now. I want to keep my seat for myself.
That's
and
ridiculous.
Maybe, and let's be honest, with the way Rachel responded, maybe she asked her in a nasty way.
She probably did.
Hey, maybe, why don't you move over, you know, so I can have my space. You know, I'm a star. I was in half.
And if she can have an attitude like that, she can afford first class.
Oh, look at you.
If you're that big of a star, why are you riding in coach?
Chris, I know you haven't bought tickets to anything in quite some time. Everything is comped.
When I buy my own ticket,
Hey, Rob.
But look, when me and Rob are sneaking into baseball games, we're sitting up in row 350, seat 10 and 11, and there's millions of seats there, and you're the guy that's going to come up to be like, excuse me,
you're
I paid my
$7
for this one. I'm not going throwing down 14
if
rows to a better seat.
If that's what I want to do with my hard-earned money,
look
I can
you.
Do it.
Rob,
this is
you
America.
Know what happened? I bet you she tried to pull a Chris Broussard and was like, don't you know who I am?
Right.
Scoot on over.
That's a Chris Broussard.
I do not like that attitude. That Rachel showed. Seriously, that's terrible.
But I've been
you
on.
Think you all that? We don't even know
she
who you
does.
Are.
I've been on jam-packed flights. If I could get a little space, I just want space.
I'm not against you wanting space, but you can't rip people that they want to sit where they paid to
I
sit.
You know what? I'm writing a new book. If I'm flying, I'm ripping.
I just want to know
so
where do you draw the line.
Then?
Where do you draw the line then? Is it from like what if she's flying with no shoes on in the middle seat? She paid for the seat.
No, that's different. That's
she
different.
She paid for the
that's
seat.
Different.
She paid
Don't
for
put
the
your
shoes.
Funky feet up.
She paid for the
I
socks.
Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The big story in sports tonight is that the Milwaukee Bucks are putting a spanking on the Los Angeles Lakers. 59-43, and they've got about 2 minutes left in the first half. It is all Milwaukee. They are on fire from three. They've hit 9 triples. And Giannis is leading the way, 15.7 rebounds, 5 dimes, playing a great game. And George Hill's got 13, but they're really spreading the wealth. For the Lakers, Danny Green's leading the way with 12, and that tells you all you need to know. Anthony Davis only 7, LeBron only 9 on 3 of 10 shooting. So their two stars are not playing well, and that's the difference so far. We'll see if it continues in the second half. But we want to play off of that. And
are you surprised by this game?
Yes.
Right? You didn't think it would be this.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it to me. Oh, my gosh, the Lakers
no,
can't compete with the Bucks.
That's
but,
not.
No, but, yeah, it's surprising.
You thought it would be a closer game?
Especially the Lakers coming off a loss. They've said they don't want to lose twice. two straight back-to-back games.
Vogel just got a tech.
And so they are – I figured they'd come after that loss to Indiana when they didn't play well. I figured they'd come out here on fire and really – I didn't think they'd blow them out, but I thought they'd give the Bucks a good game and beat them.
I thought the Bucks would win by 10, home game. And I'm a little surprised at where it is. You know what I mean? Like that even – with 2 minutes to go and a half, that they're down by almost 20 points or whatever.
Yep.
And who knows? The Lakers will make a run in the second half, but it's 17
Hopefully
points right
to
now.
To make it interesting, right? I mean, just for sheer for the sake of the fans, you hope that they make a run and make it a good game. But Rob, that leads us to an interesting debate. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is the reigning MVP. He was my pick actually. Defend his MVP award and be the MVP again this year for the second straight year. But he's 25 years old and arguably the best player in the world. LeBron James, also still, believe it or not, arguably the best player in the world, although he's not playing like it tonight and didn't in the other game against Indiana this week. But it got us to thinking, Rob, at 25 years old, who is better? The 25-year-old LeBron James or the 25-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo? Now, Giannis, his numbers are superior. If you look at their numbers, LeBron when he was 25, Giannis when he's 25, Giannis's are superior. I won't go over all of them, but he's averaging 31.7 points to LeBron's 29.7, so 2 points more. He's averaging 12.8 boards to LeBron's 7.3. Of course, he's 7 feet. He should get more boards.
Yep.
LeBron got the assist advantage by 3-5 for Giannis, 8 for 8.5 for LeBron. And they both had an effective field goal percentage around 60%, a little above. Now, you have to take this into consideration. The pace of play is a lot faster nowadays. So you do see guys averaging more points than they used to. It's 100.8 possessions per 48 minutes is the team average now. When LeBron was 25 in 2009-10 season, teams averaged 92.5 possessions a game. So, you know, you got more opportunities to score, grab more rebounds and things of that nature. But do you have a strong feeling on this, Rob, on this question?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard. I think it's hard, Chris, to make the pick only because of this. And I know we're supposed to look at him at 25, but LeBron's so much more accomplished. You know what I mean?
When I look at that. When he was 25?
Yeah, it's hard for me to look at.
For those fans, the 09-10 might not have registered. When LeBron was 25, that was his last season in Cleveland. So you might remember that one. Last season in Cleveland.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like,
LeBron was much more accomplished.
But knowing where LeBron is and where he was, it's hard for me to really look at anybody and think that he wasn't a better player at that age because he started so young. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's clouded. So even though Giannis has these great numbers, I would be hard-pressed to really honestly say, oh, yeah, it's Giannis, because the game is different. Even from then, from when LeBron was 25 to now being, what, 37, 38, 30,
34? 34. He'll be 35 in December.
That's 10 years ago almost, right? Yeah. Almost 10 years ago. So I'm going to say LeBron.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going with LeBron as well. And
I know all the people say I hate LeBron, they just fainted.
Right. But you were objective. I think I got under your skin yesterday when I said you weren't objective. I said you were the most inconsistent of all time.
I'm not inconsistent. I told you that. I'm a regular guy.
I'm with you on LeBron. Here's the thing. LeBron had done so much more. Remember, Rob, LeBron had taken out in his fourth season at 22 years of age the Detroit Pistons.
I was there.
I mean, and let me remind folks who those Detroit Pistons were. They had Rasheed Wallace. They had Ben Wallace. They had Chauncey Billups. They had Rip Hamilton.
They went to 6 straight Eastern Conference finals.
Had won a championship.
Yes, and they went back-to-back to the championship.
With the Spurs.
And they lost in 7 games to the Spurs. They were a great team.
They should have won that year, too.
And, you remember?
Yep.
Yep. That was the one, too, where Rasheed left Robert Ory open.
Robert Ory, right, of all people.
I was sitting there, Chris. I was where my seat was.
Unbelievable. But
he was trying to help, and he just did the wrong thing.
That was the team that LeBron absolutely – they beat him four straight. They were down 2-0.
Yep.
And then they won the last four.
I covered the whole series. Yep.
And one of LeBron's shining, crowning moments of his career was when he scored 48 against the Pistons in that game five. 29 of the
you were there the for Cavs. That.
I was there.
And I'm going to tell you
25 straight and 29 of the last 30 points for Cleveland.
I'm going to tell you when I knew the Pistons were in trouble. There was at one point in that stretch, he put up an unbelievable three that went in. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Chris?
No.
It was like from way out, like just put it. And I was like, dude, he's not missing. Like that was a shot. If I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, Chris Webber had a three-point play, which looked like that was going to put the Pistons in business, right? LeBron misses that three, to get the rebound. That probably would have turned the whole game. And instead, he answered the three-point play by Chris Webber, and they never looked back. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fantastic performance by him. And then they went to the finals. Now, they got swept, and he didn't play that well against the Spurs. But that just goes to show you what LeBron had done. Giannis hasn't even been to the finals. Giannis didn't play well in last year's Eastern Conference Finals against Toronto. I think it was a wake-up call for him. It was good for him, and we'll see if he's learned from it when they get to the postseason this year. But Kawhi Leonard did a number on him. And so I would have to say LeBron, at 25 years old, was better than Giannis.
And that's not the discount or poo-poo Giannis
at all. I'm talking about the guy we both think is the second best player of all time.
Absolutely.
And some people think is the best. So, yeah, that's not anything against Giannis at all. But I tell you what, right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are demolishing.
What are the Lakers down 21?
20. 65. What is it? 65-46 at the half. 65-46. 19 points. And Milwaukee looks tremendous.
They're knocking down threes. I don't know how many they have. How many they have in the game, but they're knocking down threes.
10 for 23.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to beat anybody that shoots 10 for 23 from three. But the Lakers' vaunted defense. That's what, right? Everybody talking about how great defensively they are.
They gave up 65 points in the first half.
Yeah, 65 in the first half, 10 threes, 50% shooting overall. But that's because the strength of the Lakers' defense is inside.
Right.
I mean, they're not. They got good perimeter defenders, but they're like Clippers' strength is outside, defensively. The Lakers inside, and we're not. You know, both Rob and I, we covered the league long enough to know you can't make too much out of this.
Nah, not at all.
But you know, if you look at the Bucks, I mean, if they go ahead and continue this and destroy the Lakers tonight,
well, they've done it to the Clippers, and they did the Clippers and the Lakers.
Right.
So people have to look at them and go, wow. The two big bad boys from the West got demolished by them, you know, and they're winning like crazy. I agree. And for the Lakers, you might have a little bit of skepticism, Chris, just a little bit where guys go, how good really are they? You know what I mean? Like, okay, they've lost some to some good teams, and why can't they – what happened tonight? And not that the season's over, they can't have a shot, but there'll be some skepticism about the Lakers.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I think it could be good for the Lakers. I mean, we'll see how good the Lakers can be. You know, have they already hit their peak? Have they already played their best basketball? If that's the case, they may not be able to get any better. But otherwise, I think if you're the Lakers and you've been rolling through the league, you won 24 of your first 28 games. You, like you said, you've gone on the road now and beat some good teams.
Right.
You beat Denver, you beat Utah, back-to-back games. This is good. This is a wake-up call because it's championship or bust. Championship. It's not finals or bust. It is championship or bust.
I agree.
LeBron James said it the other night. I don't know how many games I got left in me. I mean, this might be LeBron's last phenomenal season.
Just don't know. Just like we saw, and obviously LeBron's a lot younger, but NBA years and miles on him.
Yeah, this is 17th season.
You saw the difference between Tom Brady from last year to this year. Would you say that?
Yes.
Right?
I mean, he hadn't fallen off like Peyton Manning did.
No, but you see it.
He's not quite as good. Yep.
And I get it with he doesn't have all the players, but he doesn't look like the same guy he was just a year ago.
Yeah. Look, Kobe's 17th year was his last great one. He got hurt at the end of that year, 6 games left.
And then that was it.
With the Achilles, and never was the same, understandably. But so the Lakers, I think this could be good for them if they do get destroyed. For them to say, okay, we got to go back to the drawing board. And this is why I think, Rob, and the free agent out there, he's not a free agent, but the guy out there that both the Clippers and the Lakers want is Andre Iguodala. And this is where a guy like Iguodala could help the Lakers on their perimeter. They need some more perimeter wing defenders, not just against a team like Milwaukee, but against the Clippers as well. Because you got those dogs on the perimeter for them. So –